Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to the program. Well, the festive season's not too far away, and I honestly thought getting rosy skin was from having a few little drinks, but Dr. Farah's on the line with us today, Michael.
Well, can I tell you, yours is looking a little blotchy, so there might have been quite a few drinks consumed lately, I think.
How are you, Dr. Farah?
Well, thank you. Yep. Rosy skin. Having a few drinks will certainly make your skin red, but it'll also make your skin pretty dehydrated. So it's really important to drink plenty of water in between drinks, and that'll be a good way of trying to keep your skin clear. And also make sure you get lots of sleep as well, because no one wants blotchy, you know, pimply skin, especially at this important time where there's lots of parties going on.
You just mentioned sleep. How important is sleep for the skin?
Well, when you don't sleep, your skin looks really dull and tired. So sleeping actually is time for your body to heal, including your skin. So it's very important. You look much more refreshed with a good night's sleep.
And water in terms of hydration, I get that. But you didn't mention sunscreen. That's very important though, isn't it? Like a daily sunscreen?
Absolutely. We're out and about a lot now because it's sunny, it's warm, so it's really important to wear that sunscreen to prevent anti-aging and also things like skin cancer, which can come about through, you know, exposure to lots of harmful rays.
Mm.
And it keeps your skin looking young as well, so it's a really good investment.
What's a good skincare product to wear for, you know, keeping the sun rays down on the face?
Okay, so there are lots of different skincare preparations with sunscreen. I choose one that's got no oil in it because you don't want oil to sort of clog up your pores. It's probably one that's good for you. So it just depends on trying a few things. For people that get oily skin, it's important to sort of keep your skin moisturized as well.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds strange, but actually if you deprive your skin of oil, it becomes dry and you get more acne as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's one cream that people may want to try. It's called Papulex. It's got something called zinc in it, which will actually help reduce excess oil production, so it keeps your skin nice and matte, but
yes,
it also moisturizes it at the same time, so you're getting that moisturizing happening, which is really important.
Now, for people listening in today to us who may be in the older demographics, is it too late?
It's never too late to look after your skin, just like with anything to do with your health. You know, you've got the rest of your life, so you might as well do what you can. You know, invest in a good sunscreen, invest in a good moisturizer, lots of sleep, you know.
Mm. But what about the fact that the damage is usually done in your teens before you even realise what you've done? And so in later life, it starts to probably surface. So
yeah,
how do we deal with that and combat that type of stuff? Is it, it's still very important to keep looking after your skin?
It's important to prevent further damage. But for people that have got a lot of skin damage, you can always invest in treatments such as laser, which can start to reverse a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never too late to start looking after your skin.
So in the cosmetic world that you work in, what's the main thing people have done?
For sun damage, it's laser treatment. It helps reduce the redness and it helps even out the skin tone. So, I mean, that's a treatment. It costs a little bit of money, so it is worthwhile. But obviously, once you've had that done, there's no point in going out in the sun without protection again, because you're just going to be wasting your money and just getting back to the same place where you started at, really.
Mm. So any other tips for Christmas as we lead up to it?
A little bit of makeup, a little bit of highlighter for the girls can just get your skin looking glowing. And I always think it looks nicer to have a sort of more glowing complexion rather than an artificially sort of tanned look. So that would be my tip for this.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Farah, thanks for looking after our skin. Michael and I are getting excited. Have you got many Christmas parties, Michael?
Oh, I don't know, kind of, but, yeah, you know, I'm pretending I don't. I think we've got to drink lots more water. Looking at you, you look like a piece of toast, just so dry. We're not drinking enough water.
And lots of people think because they have, you know, tea and coffee, that substitutes it, but it sort of doesn't, does it?
Certainly not.
No, they're sort of diuretics. You actually end up losing more than you take in.
Yeah, great advice there, Doctor.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.